It's the 10th of September, Friday. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Bacon-Martin, the editor of What's Up, the literary tab found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers. Welcome back.
Kyle, I have to apologize.
Why is that?
I'm not even going to try for a clever introduction this week. There's just too much to do. So all I'm going to give you is five categories.
Okay.
And we're going to fly through them.
Let's go.
On stage, on show, in concert, festivals, and literary events.
That right there has me tired, but there's going to be something under each of those banners?
Many things under each of those banners. On stage.
Yes.
This is the opening weekend for Seeing Stars in Dixie at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale.
Mm-hmm.
Funny play by Ron Osborne, set in 1956 in Natchez, Mississippi, when Hollywood came to town to make Raintree County.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
And it's how the residents reacted. Sort of a Steel Magnolias kind of thing with a different impetus to the story.
Mm-hmm.
It's about friendship and second chances, I'm told, and they use the word frenemy a lot. So,
okay.
7:30 tonight, 7:30 tomorrow, 3 o'clock Sunday, and again next Friday and Saturday.
If you're unfamiliar with the ACO, it's in downtown Springdale.
And tonight and tomorrow night, there's a pre-show dinner available for an extra $18. Regular tickets are $10 for students and $20 for adults.
Fantastic.
Blue Man Group.
Sold out, but try your luck.
Try your luck. They tell me that they will do an on-site will call.
Right.
So if you really want to see Blue Man Group, go sometime before 7 tonight, sometime before 2, or sometime before 8 tomorrow. Those are the last three shows. Hang around. If somebody lets go of their tickets, there you'll be.
But no guarantees.
443-5600 to find out more. The 39 Steps. Theater mm-hmm. Squared. Have you heard the news about this
yet? I have heard the news. This is great news.
This is the most exciting thing. In one weekend, Theater Squared sold more tickets to the 39 Steps than they sold all last year. They made something like 65% of last year's revenue in one weekend. They are extending the run of the show for another week through September 26th. This weekend at 7:30 today, 2 and 7:30 tomorrow, and 2 Sunday. And tickets are $24, unless you're one of the 30 under 30.
And then you get it for a bit cheaper.
You get in for $10.
Yeah, not a bad deal.
What a great deal. Funbags Comedy Improv, back in business this weekend. 7:30 Saturday at the York Ballroom in Fayetteville, $5. This is not a children's show.
They drew quite a crowd at First Thursday in Fayetteville last week when they were doing one for free. So hopefully some of those people had a good time and will go see the show that doesn't cost that much to get in.
And trust me, I work every day with Kevin Kinder, and he's a funny guy. On show, mm-hmm. our second category, if you have never been to an art show,
mm-hmm.
this is the perfect art show for you. It's called The Bike Riders.
Yes.
Black and white prints by a photographer named Danny Lyon.
Mm-hmm.
Started out early in the 60s, following the civil rights movement, documenting it. Went from that to riding with the outlaws in Chicago, documenting motorcycle clubs. Went from that to the Texas state prison system, documenting people on death row. This show is the bike
right.
photos. His book, The Bike Riders, was sort of the inspiration for Easy Rider, if that tells you anything. And you really must go. It's at Crystal Bridges at the Massey in Bentonville.
Just off the square.
Beautiful facility. And here's something you may not know. Danny Lyon will be in Fayetteville as part of the Society for Photographic Education Conference at the university. And he will give the keynote speech at 7 o'clock October 8th.
And you can see the photos now in Bentonville, hear him in Fayetteville next month.
And you can find out more at Crystal Bridges at the Massey. Google them or be prepared for several other events, including children's events related to photographs. And you can find out more at 418-5700. This weekend is also the second Saturday gallery stroll in Eureka Springs. Don't want to miss that. And Thursday, there's an art auction called Artworks Creating Confidence with Canvas.
Artworks Creating Confidence with Canvas, okay.
The artwork is created by folks who go to Pathfinder in Bentonville,
mm-hmm.
which serves adults with disabilities,
right.
including my daughter, who's quite the artist. And you should go check this out at 6:30 Thursday at Simmons First Bank in Rogers.
And it's an art auction.
It is an art auction.
You can leave with art under your arm.
And the proceeds will benefit the clients of Pathfinder.
Gotcha.
Moving on to In Concert.
Mm-hmm.
Love and Spoonful.
Right.
Tonight. Eureka Springs.
Better be on your way.
8 o'clock, City Auditorium. Tickets are $25. If you don't know the name, you know, Do You Believe in Magic?
Exactly.
And if you believe, hit the road. Kevin Welch, touring in support of his new record, A Patch of Blue Sky, tonight at Good Folk Productions.
On Block Street in Fayetteville.
Admission to the 8 o'clock show is $15. Reservations are suggested.
Yes, they are.
521-1812. Susan Werner, contemporary folk artist, was in Fayetteville in February as an accompanist for Keb Moe.
Now she's back on her own.
Thursday, two shows at the Walton Art Center, 7 and 9 o'clock. Tickets are $16 to $30. And you can find out more at 443-5600. And Brett Michaels.
From Don't Tell Me, he was in a hair band, Poison?
Correct.
Every rose has its thorn?
Correct. My 91-year-old mama loves Poison.
Well, there you go.
There you go. And he will be in Fayetteville on Thursday for a performance at the Arkansas Music Pavilion, traveling with his own band. Shows at 8 o'clock and tickets start at $25. Festivals. Oh, it's a festival weekend.
Tis the season.
Pinnacle Hills Arts Festival.
That's right.
Today, tomorrow, and Sunday at Pinnacle Hills Promenade in Rogers. B2 Bicycle Blast.
Yes, in Bentonville on the square.
A bicycle rodeo and parade, local stunt team self-destruct, and an autograph session with folks like Travis Pastrana.
Who I'm told, if you know, you know, this sort of bicycling culture of the extreme, but he's a well-known name.
Yeah, they told me the same thing. Okay. We'll go with it. 9 to noon Saturday on the Bentonville Square. Mm-hmm. The Ozark Quilt Fair is this weekend at the Shiloh Museum in Springdale, assuming it's not raining tomorrow.
If it's raining?
There will be a rain date, so check with them at 750-8165. And Polo in the Ozarks is Saturday.
Yes, it is. Replace the divots.
Are we tired yet? Gates open at 4 o'clock at Brian Buell's farm near Goshen, and tickets start at $15 for the match only. Go up to $75 for the match and gala. You can tailgate. You can find out all about Polo. You can see the pretty horses. And you can help raise money for Lifestyles, which is another facility that serves adults with disabilities.
Absolutely.
521-3581. Literary events.
You can't do everything, folks. You're gonna break your brain trying.
Think?
So
Saturday is Pioneer Day in St. Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, I'm going to tell you I have no journalistic interest in this that's not personal. It is the debut of a new book by my daddy, Wayne Martin, and the Shiloh Museum called Pettigrew, Arkansas, Hardwood Capital of the World. If you don't know anything about Pettigrew, clearly you haven't been reading anything I've written for 20 years, but it was a huge, bustling community at the turn of the 20th century.
It was the hub of that region.
Absolutely.
They were, you know, putting hardwood on trains and hauling
train
it out.
Train out there and turned around on a big turntable like you see in San Francisco with streetcars. There were multiple hotels and stores and livery stables and a silent movie picture. And this is the definitive work on that community. So check out Pioneer Day in St. Paul, buy the book, have a good time, or go to Ozark Writers Live.
Which is right across the street from where we are at the Fayetteville Public Library.
Brooks Blevins, Brent Schulte, Abby Burnett.
Shannon Wurst.
Going to be a great time, 9:30 to 5 o'clock. And it's
absolutely free.
And We Remember is an afternoon of free programs presented by the Arkansas Chapter of the Trail of Tears Association. And that's happening from 1 to 3:15 Saturday at the Fayetteville Town Center.
It is a packed weekend.
It is a packed weekend. And on Sunday, I'll tell you about even more things, but I think right now we need to suggest that people find a copy of What's Up, go to nwaonline.com/whatsup. But if you get the paper copy, you can fan yourself while you try to make a decision.
Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in the Friday editions of Northwest Arkansas newspapers.